Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So to those 800,000 federal employees shut down, as Jeremy said, some working, they won't get a paycheck tomorrow. They should get it when the shutdown ends. Some furloughed, not working, and that pay will never be made up unless Congress passes legislation after the government reopens. They're all getting advice from the Office of Personnel Management, OPM. Crystal Kirkpatrick was furloughed, sent home from her job at the IRS 20 days ago. She joins us now from her home in Ogden, Utah. So Crystal, again, you're furloughed. Furloughed, not working.
Right now, we're not working and not being paid at all.
Yeah. So you know, when this is all over, unlike people who are working and not being paid, you won't be getting this money back.
Correct. Yes. Unless that back pay bill passes unanimously, then we're not going to receive any funds.
Okay. And look, you've got two kids, a 12-year-old Taylor, a 6-year-old Preston. Your husband still has his job as a machine operator for Westinghouse. Is his paycheck enough to get by on?
You know, I've done some crunching, and it's just not going to cut it to get by on. Hmm. We've got, you know, mortgages, car payments. My husband has an autoimmune disease. We can't just not fill medications. Hmm. And he's been working overtime to make up for the money that we're missing. And I just don't see how we could make it work. We've got some money in savings, but that's not going to last forever.
Okay, so you mentioned mortgage and car payments right there. That's a chunk. Will you be able to do that? We understand that all the furloughed and working without pay federal workers, 800,000, together owe over $400 million in mortgage and rent just this coming month alone. Will you make it?
I did contact my mortgage company, and I asked them if they would be able to work with me as far as paying once I got paid. And I said, I've got this letter from the IRS. I'm affected by the government shutdown. Can you work with me? And they simply said that a skip payment or a late payment is without any penalty or deemed to my credit is not something they do. They were not willing to work with me.
Well, you know, and President Trump has been saying, ask your mortgage company, ask your landlord.
He has, and I did, because I wanted to know if they were going to work with me. And, you know, if I paid it late, I was going to pay a penalty that would make my mortgage payment even larger.
Yeah.
And then I was going to have a ding to my credit. And we aren't the kind of people that pay our bills late. So that really would truly hurt my heart.
So you're finding that the mortgage companies are not going to bend the rules for you, which a lot of people are saying, why would they? I mean, if they said yes to you, the mortgage companies would have to say yes to everyone. What has the IRS told you about how to deal with the shutdown? We're hearing people in the Coast Guard were told to hold garage sales and get babysitting jobs. Were you told anything?
We've heard those. We heard the mortgage, you know, see if you can barter carpentry work or painting. And that's just not something your mortgage company is willing to do. So we did have to dip into our savings to cover our mortgage payment.
Wait, I have to. The IRS told you to try to bargain some kind of other work for your payments, like carpentry work?
Yeah. On those, the OPM has issued some letters, and in those letters, it says, you know, can I barter, like, to compromise on my rent or to get a discount on my rent? Can I paint? Something of that nature to help lower my rent?
These are the questions they're telling you to ask if you're a renter. As you're well aware, you work for the IRS, and that's a particularly disliked federal agency. You know, there are people who are saying, well, there's too many government workers anyway. Government workers are overpaid or are lazy. You know, the people who think that the government is too bloated, you know what they say. What would you say to them about the work that you provide? How do you feel about being in the middle of this political football? You are the political football.
Yeah, we feel like pawns in a fight that we didn't start and we have no control over. But the job we do is important and we take pride in it. Everyone at the Ogden location, we work hard. I think the job I do is important, and I know that while I'm sitting at home, my workload is not taking a break. It is just piling up. And those are all those taxpayers that need my help. And I need to be there to help them.
Look, Crystal, can you handle a little levity at this moment? I know it's a very serious moment, but do you mind if we just take a second to listen to something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel has pledged to hire federal workers until the shutdown is over. And one of them, for instance, is a fellow named John Kastelnik. He's a prison guard at the Federal Correctional Complex in California. And here's the exchange Kimmel had with him.
Do you play an instrument, a musical instrument of any kind?
No, I don't.
You do not. Okay. We have a tambourine, though, right? Okay. You can play the tambourine, right?
Sure.
All right, John, you're in the band.
Thank you so much.
Crystal, so I know, this is, again, it's a very serious thing you're going through, but thoughts?
I commented under his post that I will volunteer as tribute. Does he need a crafting assistant? I'm really good at that.
Well, from your lips to Jimmy Kimmel's ears. Crystal Kirkpatrick, furloughed from her job at the IRS, speaking to us from Ogden, Utah. Crystal, thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
And by the way, there is a possibility of a callback of IRS workers to get tax returns out on time. In Crystal's job, she helps businesses with their returns. She told us she hopes she gets called, because, she said, people will need her